A conversation between friends. We were seated at a corner booth, the kind of table we'd sat at often, even requested before, although this one had a slight obnoxious wobble. The waitress brought water, two glasses, lukewarm. The waitress asked if we wanted something to drink. It wasn't the kind of place that served spirits. We were seated at a corner booth and could watch traffic on the avenue outside through the large bay windows, people driving into their lives or looking to park. It was the kind of place with a giant menu, yet most people ordered one of five things. I had a hamburger deluxe, coffee. She asked for a BLT, which came cut in quarters, each with a toothpick holding it together, a frill of colored plastic at their tops, each like an anemic cheerleader's pom-pom. The kind of place cheerleaders and star athletes go to after high school sporting events, and so too the alternative kids late at night, when there was no place else to go. We'd been seated at a corner booth, and she told me she planned to divorce her husband. How many times had we been in this place, or a place just like it, and discussed the lit fuse of love, only to have it sputter out later, the whole idea of love a dud, one of us or the other disgusted, disheartened. No glorious explosion, no cascade of sparks. We weren't lovers. That's not the point of this. I took her hand from across the table, the way I had watched people do in movies, in all the old dramas, a gesture of solidarity or sympathy, who could say? The waitress poured more coffee in my mug. It was the kind of place where they did that without asking, and where they left people alone to whatever distress or joy unfolded under those lights. The coffee, just a light brown sheen with a watery edge. She didn't cry. I was the kind of friend who knew the backstory, so wouldn't ask questions. She'd do the same for me. She'd done it before, in a place just like this, on Route 35, not far from Asbury Park, where we'd been seated at a corner booth. I remember some guy at a nearby table sat, gasping in a way that at first glance might have required an ambulance, but no, it was just grief or else suppressed laughter. I thought we couldn't tell then because we'd been young. But even now, nearly 40 years later, I know neither of us could say for sure exactly what he felt, even though both of us by then had been caught in sudden chill and couldn't catch our breath.